Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. The Orange County District Attorney says all charges of drugging and raping women filed against an Orange County doctor are being dropped. Let's get a live update now. We get to Santa Ana and KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, that Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer, just wrapping this press conference here, says that his predecessor drove an exaggerated story when he filed criminal charges against Dr. Grant Robichaud and Robichaud's girlfriend, saying that they had drugged and sexually assaulted as many as 1,000 women, saying that there was video and picture evidence to prove the crimes and showing the victims. D.A. Spitzer says that former D.A. Tony Rakakis was playing politics to win re-election.
And it's literally mind-blowing. Because it's 100% contradiction of what my predecessor told you in September of 2018. There is not a single piece of evidence or video or photo that shows an unconscious or incapacitated woman being sexually assaulted. Not one.
Again, that's Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer says all charges against Robichaud and his girlfriend will be dropped. And he says that he owes apologies to the defendants, to the women who were investigated, rather interviewed as victims, and also to police who investigated the case. Live in Orange County, Santa Ana, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
A child quarantined at March Air Force Base in Riverside County to prevent the spread of coronavirus now has a fever.
A child that's part of a group under quarantine developed a fever Monday night and was taken to the hospital. Riverside County Public Health spokesman Jose Arbayo.
There were no other symptoms other than the fever. And as you, if you've been following, there's a litany of some symptoms that also can accompany the illness. And at this point, the minor is not exhibiting any of those symptoms.
They are testing the child for coronavirus. Also, a passenger that flew into LAX has also been quarantined because of his travel history. That person is not showing any symptoms. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage, worries over the coronavirus has led to an online petition drive calling for Alhambra school officials to cancel classes until the outbreak is over. Thousands of people have signed the petition.
The online petition notes the coronavirus has killed a lot of people in China and is spreading rapidly to other countries, and it calls for Alhambra schools to be closed for now. But authorities believe this kind of reaction is just part of the hysteria sweeping across the San Gabriel Valley at the moment.
Fear is contagious, and it breeds more.
Toby Gilbert is a spokesperson for Alhambra Unified. She says the schools are safe, they're following health department guidelines, and besides, they can't just shut down.
The state of California doesn't allow you to close schools without an emergency situation.
And most of the students and parents we've talked to this morning believe the schools should stay open despite worries of coronavirus.
There's no spread of it here.
I don't think people really need to be so concerned about it, you know?
Plus, students have to attend 180 days of school every year, and some parents worry that their kids would have to make up the time. In Alhambra, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The creation of a county-wide youth commission is being considered by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors today.
The commission would consist of 15 young people between the ages of 18 and 26 who have been through the county's foster care or juvenile justice systems, or both.
Not only will the youth commissioners have the power to make recommendations about current policies, they'll be encouraged to propose new ones that they believe would better serve the children and the young people that we're all championing.
Supervisor Janice Hahn says they would also have the power to monitor outcomes and the quality of services the county is providing through site visits and interviews with youth. Tiffany Boyd is on the Commission of Children and Families and has been through the foster care system.
You guys took a chance on me, having come out of the system. You gambled on me, and this is our payout. And many more payouts to come, as this idea opens up the door to bring more voices to the table.
Funding and staffing for the proposed youth commission has yet to be determined. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Devastating diagnosis today for a star of Beverly Hills 90210.
Shannon Doherty played Brenda on 90210. She was also one of the sisters on Charmed. And now she's going public on Good Morning America with news that she has stage 4 cancer. Her breast cancer that had been in remission is back, and she says she's still processing it.
It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
It's not fair. Why me?
Definitely days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me? Who else? You know, who else besides me deserves this? None of us do.
Doherty is 48 years old. She says she's known about this for a while, but kept going, didn't want to draw attention to it during the reboot of 90210. The full interview with Shannon Doherty is on our website, knx1070.com. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.